My name is Gwanghori from UC Berkeley. I will talk about heterogeneity-aware resource allocation and scheduling in the cloud in this talk. So that usually in the cloud, when we have multiple jobs to run, what we do is first allocate resources we can use, and then schedule the task of the jobs on the resources we get. So in doing this, the goal of ours is first, we want to minimize the cluster size while providing good performance so that we can support the workload as well to minimize cost to maintain the cluster. And secondly, we want to provide fair share among those jobs because we don't want to penalize some of them or we don't want some of jobs starving. So that in homogeneous case, the problem is can be simpler, but in heterogeneous case, the problem gets more complex because the hardware or machines we have will be heterogeneous. For example, some hardware may be equipped with some hardware accelerators like GPU, and also the jobs are heterogeneous. For example, some jobs may be utilizing such hardware accelerators while others are not. So the problem is how to allocate resources in this heterogeneous environment and how to schedule those jobs on them. So because there may be significant job affinity, which means that some jobs may prefer to run on some kind of machines, so that we need to consider this to match more suitable resources to job when you allocate resources and also schedule jobs to those resources. And to provide fairness, we need to redefine the metric to measure the share in this environment. Because just counting the number of resources to dedicated to each job does not work well in this environment. So when allocating resources, we divide resources into two groups. One is long-running kernels, which is more cost sensitive because they run long, and also they primarily serve as storage layer and the baseline workforce. And when the demand surges, we add more accelerator nodes to match the workload. And I will skip this part in this talk because of the time restriction, but the poster has it as well, so please come to the poster session. And we will focus on scheduling in this talk, and mainly talking about progress share as a new share metric in heterogeneous environment. So basically, the scheduler tries to equalize share of all jobs running concurrently. And then traditionally, what we used was number of slots owned by each job, what I call slot share here. But it does not work well in heterogeneous environment because each machines or each slot means differently to each job. For example, some machines with GPU means much more to the job that can utilize that, but it does not to some other job. So to address this issue, we propose a progress share to count the contribution of each slot to a job's progress rate, so that we can say that simply speaking, progress share means the progress being made with the resources owned by each job compared to the case that all slots are dedicated to that job. So let me explain this with some example. So when a job occupies the entire cluster, over time it is making progress from zero to toward one. And we can say the progress can be a number of completed tasks. And when we share the cluster with the other job, then we may expect that the progress of that job will be reduced to half or something like that. And we can accept that because of the cluster is shared by two jobs. But if the progress rate of that job is below the half, in the below dotted line, then we can say that it is underserved and it is not fair to that job because it is receiving less resources than it is supposed to. And on the other hand, if the progress is more than the half in this graph, then it may be better for that job. But the question is, what about the other job? If this job gets more resources by sacrificing a other job, it may be not a good story here. But if the other job still gets more than half resources, making more than half progress, then both may be happy. So that previously we defined the progress share of some job as a ratio of progress slope. In this graph, it will be the B divided by A. In homogeneous case, actually the progress share may be just same as slot share because every slot is the same. So that if job A and job B share the cluster, then each job has the same slots all the time, then the progress share will be also the same all the time. But in homogeneous case, so it gets a little more interesting. So let me assume that in this case we have two jobs, A and B, and also we have two slots, white and gray, and assume that job A runs faster on gray slots, say 3 times more faster, or in other words, A runs 3 times slower on white slots. If they don't share the cluster, then whatever schedule doesn't make difference. So that the upper figure means that how each task of each job is scheduled on slots, and the graph below means that what is the progress of each job over time. And let's see what happens if we run those two jobs concurrently on a single cluster. So when we use slot share as a share metric, this is one example of the schedule. So at first, each job has exactly the half slots of gray and white slots. In that case, the number of slots are the same, and also they are making this just a half progress. So it looks good. But sometime later, B happened to occupy all the gray slots. So that to maintain the slot share equal, and A may occupy more white slots. But in that case, white may make less progress than the case that have the gray slots because of the job A runs slower on white slot. So in this case, we can say that slot share is still the same, it's half, but the progress share of job A is below half, so that it is not that good for job A, even though job B has not been affected by that. So overall, job A is making less progress in this case, even though the number of slots, the slot share is the same all the time. Let's see the case of using progress share as a share metric. In that case, because A prefer gray slots, so the scheduler assigns 4 white slots to job B and 2 gray slots to job A. And then, obviously, the number of slots of job A is lower, less than half. But because A prefers the gray slots, the progress being made by slot A is more than half. So that still A can A gets more than half. A is making more than half progress. But because of job B is making even more progress, so that in next turn, you may assign a little more slots to job B, and so that the slot share becomes the same, but the job A and job B making more progress than half. So that in this case, both jobs making progress more than half, so that we can say that it is efficient because of that, and also can say that it is more fair than this case to job A and job B. So that when we run the experiment with job can utilize GPU, we can see the performance gain. So in summary, the heterogeneity should be taken into account at both level of scheduling and resource allocation in the heterogeneous cloud environment. And also, we need to redefine the how to be a share to provide performance and fairness simultaneously in heterogeneous environment, so that the, in that end, we propose progress share. So that as a future work, right now, okay, we assume the just a linear scalability, which is not that true in the real environment, so that we need to combine that with sublinear performance model. And also, we need to consider the inference of co-located jobs, because just having two jobs in the one machine may interfere each other or not, so that we need to consider this as well. So that's it. Thank you.
Time for questions.
Orna from Technion. How do you actually plan to measure the progress share of even the alternative job that would have run on all the machines? And if and do you assume, and this is another question, do you assume that you have full knowledge of what happens inside the machine? Or do you assume that you're doing the scheduling for someone else who can, you know, play with the numbers and pretend that his progress is not as good as it really is?
So that the two, I think there's two questions, right? So the one is the how to measure the actual progress. It's, there are several ways to go. So one is that we can look at the, we can use some small set of machines as to run the micro benchmark or something like that to estimate the progress being made on each machine. And the other is that when we have some kind of a historical data about the, how they run on different type of machines, then we can utilize that to estimate the progress. And the second question is how do we deal with if some job pretend and or say lie about its progress, right? In that case, the one thing is that the job cannot get benefit by lying, because the as you said, so the progress is only, progress share is only measured inside the job, not about the other job. So that if they report that some bad machines as a good, then they will end up getting more bad machines, so that it'll be bad for that job. But the problem is that it cannot get benefit by lying, but it can do harm to other jobs by saying this machine is better for me, even though it is not that good, so that it can get more machine, and it end up being preventing other jobs that can benefit for that machines from using that. So there is one problem that we can think about.
Any other questions? Okay, let's thank the speaker.